Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
713-572-4610. End of the week, Kevin Durant. Is he a Houston Rocket or not? Not what you want to happen. What do you think will happen with the Houston Rockets and Kevin Durant?
I think the most smoke has been to the Rockets. I think the fact that so many of the quote talking heads are now talking about the Rockets when they were talking about the Spurs and the T-Wolves and then the Heat. I mean, hell, a week ago, we had, you know, prominent national guys not even mentioning the Rockets. It was just the T-Wolves and the Heat. So as the time has changed, it seems that maybe there's more info out there these guys have gotten a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all talking about the Rockets. I do think the Rockets are the team that stands to improve the most by adding a Kevin Durant. I think they'll get the biggest bump from having Kevin Durant. I think they certainly have the most assets and picks, combination young players and picks to give up. I mean, the Spurs have a lot of picks, but they don't have nearly as many impact young players as the Rockets. Mm-hmm. They have like two. The Rockets are like six.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, you know, there's a bigger number of guys to pick from when it comes to the Rockets. And I know a lot of people love Tari Eason. I would trade Tari Eason before I traded Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith is a stretch four. And he's a good shooting stretch four who rebounds and blocks shots and plays good defense. Tari plays great defense, too. High-energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a shot.
Yeah, you won't get that argument from me.
He's also...
Problem is, Jabari doesn't shoot enough.
But that's because you've got so many other guys on a team who are so... I mean, you've got Jalen chucking shots. Alpi's got to get his shots. Dylan Brooks got to take his shots because, you know, he thinks he's the top scorer. Like, there are so many other guys on the Rockets who are chucking shots. And I think Jabari's got to look for his shot more because he tries to play within the system,
yeah,
and not be a, quote, selfish player.
Well, and I wonder how much that system's going to change. Like, what is it going to look like aesthetically with Kevin Durant? And is that gonna mean more opportunity for Jabari, depending on, you know, when they play him, how they play him, who they play him with?
The biggest issue is you need shooting around Alpi. Tari can't shoot. He also gets hurt a lot. And he spends a lot of time hurt. I would absolutely trade Tari Eason before I trade Jabari Smith.
Jabari missed a lot of time last year, though.
Jabari broke his hand.
Didn't he? That it was a break, yeah.
It wasn't the kind of injury that's consistent. Tari's been consistently hurt.
Mm.
And look, I think he's a very exciting player. He plays with a lot of energy. He's got a ton of bounce. He's got a lot. He gives them a lot off the bench. He's a big rebounder, defender. But he doesn't have a shot.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they need, isn't it? They need shooting. So let's see. Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard all get more playing. Well, Shepard and Jabari get more playing time. You add Kevin Durant. You've added shooting to Van Vliet, Amen Thompson, Alpi Shengun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of those talking heads, I don't know if you were pointing directly at him, but you did say something about a week ago, you know, look, the Rockets not as much a part of the conversation. Well, about a week ago, they were a part of a conversation that Bill Simmons was having as a possible trade proposal from the Boston Celtics. Bill Simmons even weighed in today on what he thinks makes the most sense for Kevin Durant.
I think it makes the most sense for Durant to go to Houston. And the trade that makes sense has to have Jalen Green in it from a salary standpoint, with Jabari, who I think both of us really like. Maybe Whitmore is in it, and they give Phoenix back their 27 pick.
I think we like Jabari, but we're running out of patience.
We realistically like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they can then flip Green to Memphis and get their other pick back, and Phoenix can at least right the ship for the next 2 years, that gives them a lot more flexibility with Booker to be a little more patient.
So I thought that was interesting because of two things. One, he's involving a third team, talking about flipping Green to Memphis.
Because everything in the NBA involves at least a third team.
Sure, but that's a lot harder to put together. Maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it takes a fourth team. Who knows?
There are rumors about how like Phoenix is already kind of looking into, if they were to acquire Jalen Green, to, I guess, looking for suitors to trade him to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of another thing.
Yeah.
That's being brought up. Another
because
rumor.
He's got the contract, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have, what, 2 years, $60 million, I think it is, left on the deal, the extension that he'd signed with the Rockets before this season.
Yeah, 2-3 or something like that. Yeah.
I know it was a 3-year deal. I don't know that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe the 3-year deal kicks in this upcoming season, though. That's what I'm not exactly sure about. But no doubt the monies are there, and I don't know that the Phoenix Suns are necessarily wanting to take on, you know, more salary, even though they'd be basically cutting in half. You know, you trade Durant, you take on half of that salary. From a financial standpoint, that's a win for Phoenix. I don't know that that's what they want to do, though. But I also thought it was kind of interesting because he's talking about not only just Jalen Green, but a guy that you like that we talked about, Jabari Smith, along with Cam Whitmore. I feel like if there's any certainty, you want to talk about a filler, it feels like it's got to be Cam Whitmore. We've been talking about like this guy's trade fodder for months and months now, since he soured on Ime Udoka and the Houston Rockets and they weren't playing him. He wasn't even an afterthought. You know, maybe like he got into garbage time like the last two games, you know, during the regular season or something like that. I don't even know if he played in the postseason at all. But the 27th pick. So you get the 27th, not the 27th, but the 2027 Phoenix Suns pick. You give that back to him. You flip Cam Whitmore, flip Jabari Smith, flip Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. One of these guys that you flip, it's going to sting. Whether it's Jabari Smith or Tari Eason or Reed Shepard or Cam Whitmore, it's going to sting. But I don't want it, and to me, there's like unnecessary pain involved here. And the unnecessary pain would be if Reed Shepard is involved in any deal for Kevin Durant. That to me is just ridiculous and a move that you would not have to make, and goes against what I think is logical in your point that you made a couple of segments ago, PC, and that the Rockets can effectively even the playing field. They have more because of the Suns picks and because of the stacked talent to offer anybody, especially Phoenix, than the other team. But they don't have to give that up. They have a little leverage in that regard. To me, you're giving away some leverage unnecessarily if you involve Reed Shepard in any deal.
Just because you have $100,000 doesn't mean you have to pay $100,000 for a $50,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the point I'm trying to make, is if somebody's selling a $50,000 car and you really want that car, maybe you'll pay $55,000. Maybe you'll pay $60,000, but you're not paying $90,000.
Mm.
So
But you got to walk out the door number in mind. You know, you have there's a line drawn where it's like, I'm not going over that. You're not going over that.
And the reality is nobody else is going
to
get there.
Well, and that's my fear, I guess, is who's going to do something stupid? Who's going to do something stupid for Kevin Durant?
Right, but the teams that you look at and say, okay, this team might do something stupid. Teams that don't do stupid things, Rockets, Spurs, Heat, they're kind of the three teams standing. And as much as the...
Knicks are out there, though.
No, the Knicks are out. The Knicks don't want them. They don't want to trade for them.
Mm-hmm. Are they out? That's official?
Knicks are out. Knicks will not. Knicks don't want to trade for him. They would wait until he became a free agent. They don't want to give up anything.
I was just making the point that they would be a team that would do something stupid.
Oh, yeah. The Knicks do plenty of stupid things, like fire the coach who took them to the Eastern Conference Finals the first time in 25 years.
Yeah.
And have no backup plan in place. Yes, that's the Knicks. But the teams that you look at, okay, the teams that are in the mix, they're not teams that have a history of doing dumb things in recent years. So there isn't necessarily that, oh, somebody's just going to show up drunk and give away everybody. Mm. None of the three teams involved are owned by Jim Dolan. Mm. So Jim Dolan's not going to override his GM and say, I'll give away all my players. Sure. Because he did that for Carmelo Anthony, and he got one playoff win to show for it.
Well documented. He's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.